We're going to talk about the latest COVID headlines, as we have been all week, as we've been getting more and more news on that front. There is a new record for the number of daily coronavirus cases in the United States, even as hospitalizations do not rise at the same pace. Our Anjali Kamlani, as always, is tracking the latest headlines. Good morning, Anj.
Good morning, Julia. Unfortunately, we do have that new record, more than 267,000 cases in a day as of Tuesday. And that is a new high on the same day that the CDC gave us a little bit of new information, actually, about what is going on with these cases. We know that last week they'd reported that Omicron now accounts for about 3/4 of the cases in the U.S., but that has since been reduced to just over half at 59% here, along with Delta making up the remainder of that. So that really changes the picture of what we're looking at when it comes to what variants are affecting individuals and patients in the hospital and what to really look out for. It really is looking to be a bit of a twindemic that really the health experts had been worried about, because we already know just how infectious and worrisome Delta was. Omicron, while it is currently presenting with largely milder cases, especially for those who have been vaccinated and boosted, we really do have to wait and see just how much more time is needed to watch for whether or not hospitals are continuing to be impacted with severe cases. But hospitals are seeing significant increases right now, especially in certain pockets of the country. So really a lot going on there for now.
And Anjali, a lot of headlines coming from the cruise line industry with regards to more cases aboard a whole lot of ships.
That's right. So really, you know, this is not unexpected. We've been hearing about breakthrough cases. We've been hearing as well about, you know, the idea that both Omicron and Delta are going to be causing some concerning cases, and that case rise in particular, not just in adults, but we're also seeing increased cases in kids. The CDC now is being called to investigate more than 90 cruise ships for cases. And that's, you know, really impacting the industry. And really, this is just one piece of what is going on, because we've seen how the cases and case rises haven't been impacting sectors really across the market. We know about what happened last week, of course, the holiday travel that was impacted by the staffing shortages. So this is really a lot to take in, and what public health experts had been quite worried about. It's why the CDC has come to reduce isolation time, which it caught a lot of backlash for yesterday, you know, reducing to the 5 days as well as 5 days of masking. We heard actually from Dr. Anthony Fauci speaking to MSNBC, saying that in large part, this is just based on the idea on one hand, to be able to get more people back to work, to be able to get more people back into society and not have to entirely shut down. On the other hand, we've seen where sports leagues, as well as the UK, have stuck to testing in order to transition into sort of a mask wearing or out of isolation. And the reason why the US is not doing that, quite interestingly, is because the testing is not sensitive enough to actually tell us whether or not we're infective. So whether or not you use an antigen test or a PCR test, there's no way to know that. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, CDC director, reinforced that idea in an interview earlier this morning on the Today Show. So really, that leaves us with maybe fewer tools, especially in light of new FDA information that the antigen test is not as sensitive with Omicron. So a lot to really take in there.
Yes, it is. And not all of it is good news, although the hospitalization news continues to be better. So hopefully it'll stay that way. Anjali, thank you so much. Appreciate it.